At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
There it is.
Well,
I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
I got one ear.
I don't hear anything.
I have no ears.
I don't hear anything.
How do you not have any ears?
Nothing. Did he turn them all the way down? All of them?
If you wish upon.
Oh, hello, hello, hello.
Dude, what did he do to this room?
God. You want me to turn the light off?
The hell did he do?
Oh, it's so annoying.
Program?
Yeah.
Tried.
I hear you a little bit of
I hear nothing.
I hear a little bit of you. Lunch?
Yeah.
I hear.
Is it registering?
Yeah, it's registering,
okay,
but.
Then it's just the headphones, right?
Check the headphones.
It's just the main knob up there, right?
Check that.
Yeah, it's just the main knob.
Just do a little bit. Check.
I don't need him throwing his headphones again.
Check.
There you go. That's perfect.
I don't hear
That's
anything.
Great. That's great.
Still don't hear anything.
No, fantastic. Are you plugged in?
Check. Check.
Do these things work?
Get ready for the headphones.
Check. Hold on. Nothing. There's nothing.
Do not lift it anymore. It's good the way it is.
Why are you doing that? Check. Well, I plug in there every time.
He's gonna throw his
I don't hear anything. There's nothing. There's nothing.
I hear it, but I hear a hum and shit. I hear that.
Well, I hear nothing.
I got one ear. I don't know what the hell Woody and Dick did.
They're in queue, Coach. Coach, they're in queue.
That doesn't matter.
Yes,
for this.
It does. Look.
Oh, there it is. Now I hear. All right, turn it down. It's really loud.
Those are in queue.
Turn it down. Turn it down.
Oh, shit. They broke.
Oh. All right, let's freaking go. Hey. Turn it down a little. It's really loud.
Hold on, dude. Which A?
Check.
Man, fuck is
Keep going. Keep turning. Oh, down.
Don't make him throw.
Down.
Oh.
Down.
I'm going down, baby.
No, it's too loud.
The rain.
Now that's perfect. That's good.
Now I can't
check.
Shit.
All right, let's go. Coach, leave all this in.
Coach, now I can. There we go. Perfect. Thank you.
Oh, my
all
God.
Right. Hey, all right, I got it. We're good.
You were right. It was the cue.
I told you, dude.
Leave it all in. Let's go. Come on.
All right. Well, at least I lost the perfect game already.
Oh, my God.
Don't have to worry about that thing. All right, I'm hitting it.
Let's go.
What page is it even on?
Sore losers. I mean, you were gone one day.
Got it. What the hell did you do to my page?
You have the most unorganized life in the world I've ever seen.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
Arnold, I'm going to do it myself. Why don't you go to Vanderbilt and find yourself a girl that'll date you? What's that? I don't give a crap. You go talk to the women. Try and introduce yourself. I'm going to do it. I'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers! What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's, don't know the what's.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm from the north, alpha male, live on the west side with Baser. She's recovering from hysterectomy surgery, lost the perfect game. And she's doing well. Thank you guys very much for reaching out and being so sweet. Boys, over to you.
You guys want to start college? You want to start NFL? You want to start where I was wrong? What do you want? Where do you want to start?
I don't even want to be here right now.
What is this, Colin Cowherd?
No, where? I mean,
where Colin was wrong, where Colin was right. That's a segment.
Of course, he steals segments, Coach. It's all he does. Watch other people's crap.
Oh my God. No, hey. I have to come on here because I said two things, and I was wrong on two things.
Go ahead. Just start with that.
Can we start with me? I have one.
Go
take.
Ahead.
One take. The one reason I'm not going to do a sports show on TV, they're dressed in monkey suits. Three-piece. I mean, why would anybody ever wake up to a job that they have to wear that kind of a suit every single day?
And why do they have to wear that to talk football? Why don't they wear, like...
Put a T-shirt on and some shorts.
They did that last night, right? They didn't wake up super early to wear that.
No, no, that's right now.
That's not life.
But you realize every one of these guys has at least 30 suits that they probably have to
wear.
Oh,
more than that.
You have to.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I mean,
he's wearing
the same hoodie for a month.
Right.
Well, that's why we're not on TV.
Yeah, and that's a good point because no one cares if they wear suits or not. Like, we do. If they came in a jumpsuit, in sweatpants, we would just watch it the same way.
Authority.
100%.
You listen to them.
So what game you want to talk about first? What do you guys want to talk about?
I don't want to talk about shit. I really don't.
Okay.
Wow.
So we'll talk about the Cowboys season being over. And
the state of Texas, little did we know that an entire sports belief system in the state of Texas can be done in a weekend. Ewers and Dak hurt, they will not win for the next month. There will be no wins in Texas. The other schools don't matter.
You don't think University of Texas isn't going to win?
They'll beat UTSA. They're going to lose the next month.
Here's the problem with UT. They had a tough game, unbelievable game against Alabama, played their hearts out, and now their schedule gets harder.
And they don't have a quarterback.
Their schedule gets harder. They played Alabama, but now they had to face UTSA. I feel bad for the
You're
boys
so
down
there. Stupid.
I feel bad for the boys down there in the 40 acres. I feel so
you
bad.
You feel bad
for,
the boys down in the 2-1-0?
No, I don't feel bad for the boys in the 2-1-0. We are going to bring the heat.
Hey, what game did you guys watch the most of college-wise?
College?
Yeah.
The game of the week was Texas-Alabama.
Texas-Alabama.
That was the game of the week.
But I thought it was boring.
You are out of your mind.
Just because there was highlights.
No. Tell them what you said.
You're stupid. Like Alabama has a chance to lose, and you thought that was boring.
What was boring about it?
That would have been cool if they lost, but they didn't lose.
Yeah, but you had to wait till the very end to realize that they're not going to win.
We had a backup.
They they almost lost the damn game. It was the last drive where they told you, "Hey, we are Alabama. We will win."
Dude, Alabama was playing the backup quarterback on a bad leg. Or whoever.
They were playing against them.
Oh, okay.
They were playing against.
Dude, when Ewers went down, it was just like, oh my gosh, I'm watching this guy that's not even good enough to start in practice, much less playing a game against Alabama.
I think he did great.
He did, though. He's actually really good, but he was hobbling around. And half the time.
That was such a gutsy performance by Hudson Card. It was awesome.
But he has an ankle injury.
He couldn't even plant on his back foot, and he would still take off trying to scramble. He did everything he could on one leg. I thought he played his heart out.
Yeah, he played his heart out. He played his nuts out. But the question is, at the end of the day, if Alabama would have lost, that would have been a great game. But they didn't lose. So if you really break that game was so just boring.
What
no
was
deep
boring?
Pass.
Because you
it was awesome.
You only like offense.
I like when the running back broke one for 80, I was like, this is badass. This is football, baby.
So you like offense.
You really loved a 13-13. I mean, it was like
you don't like any defense.
This is on the grid.
So you like a fight when there's like 40 knockdowns, but they make it to the very end. Like, you don't want to fight where they're just like, oh, my gosh, they keep killing each other, but no one's going down.
I get
they're all
analogy.
Bloody face, but no one's going down. It's boom, back and back and back. It was back to back the whole time.
But it was back and forth, back and forth. It was But UT played excellent.
But the main quarterback going out, that kind of took away from it.
But it didn't change anything.
It didn't change anything.
Which is crazy.
Which is amazing.
Which tells me, I mean, UIL's had that much of an effect on Alabama already?
Well,
they don't have the best players anymore?
Here's the thing. Gary Patterson, and you can tell me Gary Patterson's not running the Texas defense. He's just a special assistant. He's running that defense.
I don't know who that is, so I wouldn't tell you that.
He's the old TCU coach. He's known for defense. They brought him on board because their defense was not very good, and they say he's a special assistant, head coach, whatever, a.k.a. he's running the defense. He had a scheme drawn up, and I thought Texas's defensive line was dominating.
Yeah, because Bryce Young was all over the place.
He was. They were in his freaking nuts all day. They dominated the defensive line. They were knocking the offensive line back. They were blitzing. They couldn't pick up the blitzes. Alabama was having all kinds of trouble, and they were on the ropes. Texas lost the game by having three. I think they had three trips inside the red zone, and they got a field goal or two field goals. I mean, at some point, do you have to say, Sark, you have to have nuts and go for it on 4th and 2 from the 3-yard line or 4th and goal from the 3-yard line. Do you at some point have to say, you know what, go for it? Like, you're playing against Alabama. Why are you playing scared?
Well, remember, when you make your risks in Vegas, you usually have some booze in you?
Yes.
Or do you play totally sober craps and blackjack?
Usually you have booze.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
and that's when you make the risky
these
bets.
These coaches are stone cold sober. Sure, Sark, sorry for the reference, he used to drink during halftime. He got his life cleaned up, and he's sober now.
If he was still drinking, he would have gone for it.
He said he used to put down some beers at halftime.
That's a good point.
And go out in the second half.
Then he would go for every single one.
When he was at USC.
Hell yeah.
Also, your defense is playing out of its mind. So if you go for it on the 3 or 4 or 5 yard line, whatever, hey, guess what? Your defense has been stopping them all day. Why wouldn't they stop them again?
They didn't stop them in that last drive.
Is that when they went for the kick and it got blocked or whatever? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, they missed a kick. Well, they settled for a couple field goals.
Safety absolutely effed them. I mean, talk about the penalties. I love the penalties that helped the quarterback. Now the penalty has just absolutely made the game terrible.
But they corrected it, and it wasn't a penalty. They didn't call a penalty.
Right, but it should have been a safety.
Why?
Because he was down in the end zone.
He wasn't down.
He never touched down.
Wasn't it ground?
Now, you could have called intentional grounding.
Then it's a safety.
But if you look at the replay, when he throws it, number 2 or 12 is at like the 4-yard line, and that's the direction he throws it, but it hits a UT guy's helmet.
But doesn't he have to get past the line of scrimmage?
But if it gets deflected, it doesn't have to.
Oh, my gosh. So, I didn't dig that deep.
Lunchbox went to ref school.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying you could have called intentional grounding, and I would have had no problem with it. But at the same time, they didn't call intentional grounding first because they thought he was already down. They did think he was down. That's why they called the roughing. Then they reviewed it, and they said, oh, he wasn't down, but there is no targeting, so you can't go back and call intentional grounding. But that's not where they lost the game.
So the refs got it right?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, they could have called intentional grounding. Either way, if they would have called intentional grounding,
it'd been a safety. They'd have got 2 points.
I would have said, okay, I get it. But if they don't call it, I say, I get it. But UT played amazing. They played great.
It was their defense. Their offense
wasn't amazing, no. But Alabama's defense is good.
It's really, really good.
And
really
Bijan Robinson's hurt, too. I think he has something. Texas ain't going to win.
Does he have
a cold
or something?
I don't know.
But that's what I'm
saying.
Did
he not finish the game?
No, he did, but you know injuries happen the next day.
I have never, but here's
the
thing.
You just read something?
I saw it on the internet.
Oh.
It's a positive sign for UT.
I just thought you thought it.
It was a positive sign for UT and maybe Alabama. But here's the thing. Alabama played their worst game and they still won.
Right.
That's impressive.
Did you
to find
that?
A way to win.
Alabama C-, Texas A+, but Alabama still wins. Did you tweet that?
No, I don't know what you're
saying. I read somebody else.
But he'll tweet that today.
But that's the thing. And then I see UT fans celebrating like they won the national championship.
When do they celebrate? After
UT
the game?
Fans, all online. Oh, my God. We are back.
Well, they're proud of their team, and they should be proud of Texas.
But then there's the one guy, Caleb Martinez. I mean, I have never seen a dumber take in my life.
Who is that?
He's someone on our Facebook page, Sore Losers Facebook page.
Oh, part of the nation.
Before the game, he put up there, he goes, Lunchbox is such an idiot. He doesn't know sports. Texas's goal is not to win a national title. It's to win the Big 12. Ooh. So this game means nothing to them.
That doesn't make sense.
That's absolutely the dumbest take ever. You are the richest sports program in all of the country.
Who, Caleb is?
The University of Texas. And you think your goal is only to win a Big 12 title? That means your program has dropped significantly, if that's all you're worried about is winning a Big 12 title, your goal as the University of Texas, the Longhorns,
every
year
right
is to win a national title. So to say that that game before the
Texas
game started,
has more money than Notre Dame?
Yes.
Notre Dame.
Dame.
Their goal every year is to be in the national title in the playoffs. Their goal is not just a Big 12 title. To say that is sad. That is setting expectations way too low, and as a UT fan, that's embarrassing.
Why are you addressing one comment in a sports podcast? No one else is saying that other than that dude.
Hey, guys, if you want to get on the podcast, just say something mean to us.
Just say a comment. No one else. I haven't heard anyone else say that.
And that's but I also saw so many. It was a positive step for Texas. It was a step in the right direction.
Texas should be proud.
Yours looked great.
Right, they're proud now, but remember, now my question is resulting in wins. They're going to lose for a month straight.
Well, okay, it didn't result in a win then, but they're building on something. You know what that did? It didn't lose them any recruits, because let's say they get blown out by Alabama, and there's people thinking, do I want to go to Texas or Alabama? Leaning Texas, but they get blown out by Alabama. You know what? I'm going to go to Alabama. Now they look at it like, damn, okay, maybe this coaching staff's got something going. Maybe I still want to go to UT and can build on what they had. Here's the problem with yours. I don't know how long he's going
to
be out.
He's out 4 to 6.
Okay.
You need to do some prep before the show.
That's confirmed.
I sent it to you. You didn't see the list?
No, let me see. No, you didn't do any prep.
And here, what was I going to say? Yours, Alabama. Is this the first time in our lifetimes Alabama's not had any receivers? Dude, those guys are fumble fingers. How many drop passes did they have?
A lot.
What did you do, Eddie? Minus 21 or plus 21?
Minus 21.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Miserable if it was minus
21. That was brutal. I mean, the whole game. And this is a stupid. I kept loading up. I kept loading up on the live.
Are you drunk?
Oh, my God.
I mean, Alabama. Why was I drunk?
Because Alabama looked like.
Okay, yeah, if you watched the game, it was like, this is never going to be a blowout.
I didn't think it was a blowout. It went down to minus 2.
Well, it went down to minus 2?
Yes.
You should have won that. What'd they win by?
No, I didn't. They won by 1.
Sorry, I didn't check the final box score.
You should do some research.
Do some research when you live bet. Yeah, dude, I didn't. I didn't think it was going to be a blowout. But I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, at some point, Alabama is just going to take advantage of this hurt quarterback and take advantage of that.
But the backup's pretty good.
He is good.
I didn't know he was going to be that good.
I didn't either.
But he still didn't do much. But Alabama's offense couldn't do anything.
Correct.
The UT defense played awesome. Awesome. It was a fun, entertaining game to watch.
No, it was boring. Well, Ray turned it off.
It was just slow going. It's how you start your Saturday. I always wanted upbeat. Boom, I got game day on, and then I realized Corso is probably going to be off after this
year. Guys, no.
They rotate him. Eddie, did you watch it?
I watched a little bit.
So they now have, what's the dude that's...
Yeah, punter.
Serious. Pat
McAfee.
McAfee.
Man, what's he doing? Wearing a belt buckle and
because they're in Texas.
No, he's wearing gold. He's wearing a chain.
Oh,
he's wearing sunglasses. The dude looks like Pitbull. amongst all those other guys who are legit like sports guys.
He's so good though. That's why he signed.
He's not good. He didn't know what he was talking about,
Dude. He's really funny.
He's an NFL dude.
He's not there to shoot the facts. They have everybody else.
He's entertaining. He brings a different audience.
But yes, exactly. And Corso though, I mean, after the first segment, they rotated him out. You didn't see him for another hour.
They did.
Yeah.
That's good.
I was wondering how they did it. They started the show. It was McAfee. Corso's over there. Then next segment, they come back. What happened to Corso? He disappeared.
No. The bathroom. They it's a good thing they did that because.
And then they bring
if
in
you
Pollock.
Watched the week before, it's hard to watch with Corso. He used to be amazing and funny, and now it is just cringeworthy and awkward. And it's not his fault. He's older, and you know things happen. But as a
like an ED, well, what are you talking about?
I know, Coach. He doesn't put his thoughts together.
No.
I get it. His brain's not all there. I get it.
The guy will agree with him, and he'll be like, "Not so fast," but he'll say the same pick as the guy. But usually, you say "not so fast" if it's opposite.
That's what I'm saying. He's not all there.
But my wife said she loves him on the show. She doesn't even know who he is, but she wants him more on the show.
But no, you don't want him anymore. Like, but they rotated in. Awkward to watch.
I want more Bear.
So they had. I mean, Bear doesn't know how to do a question. He was interviewing the head coach of Texas.
Bear?
Yeah, Bear's so smart. He's just like a numbers guy. You know, have you seen
it?
You're looking at me like you've never seen the damn show.
Do you wake up that early on Saturday?
Do you understand I'm listening to your story about him interview the coach? So I'm sitting there going, yes, okay. But
What's the basketball coach's name? Muschamp?
No, he's the bald dude.
Beard.
Oh, Beard.
No, Shaka Smart's not Shaka's there. He's at Marquette.
Right. So the Beard boy goes... Bear goes, yeah, so Texas, man, they're great. They're always 7-0 against the spread. At home, though, they're always going to be 1-2. And then he goes, yeah, Beard. And Beard goes, was there a question in anything you just said? I mean, Bear doesn't know how to interview people.
That's funny.
What does Bear do? Like, he sits by a computer with a headset.
He's a producer like me, but then he became a numbers guy, and he became an expert. Behind the scenes, they're like,
An expert. He just has three picks.
But he started hitting them off air, and they're like, oh, my gosh, this guy's amazing at betting. We should do a segment where he hits these picks. And so now that's grown, and now he interviews coaches with the segment that he did with McAfee. But you got Pollock in there. Then they had this one lady. Her job was to do the Vol walk or whatever it's called for Texas.
Dang, you watched the whole thing.
I was doing nothing. So he's doing the Vol walk.
You watched from 6 to 10?
It's 8 to 11. So he's doing the Vol walk
whatever it is.
At Texas, okay?
And what's the Vol walk?
That's volunteer. That's Tennessee.
Well, what is it called?
I don't know what you're talking about.
When the players walk into the stadium, what's it called?
The actual players?
The entrance. In Knoxville, it's called the Vol walk.
So when they walk in.
And when in Georgia, it's probably called the dog walk.
Huh. So in Texas, it's the Longhorn walk.
It's probably the stampede.
Okay.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I don't know the name for it, but they're doing the Vol walk, okay? And they have this lady interviewing she's trying to talk about the players, but she's going about 2 miles an hour. She's doing a great job, but they didn't give her enough to talk about. So, Eddie, what would you, if you're just from the hip, like, if you're trying to talk about stuff, What is it that you're going to talk about? Are you going to say how the players are dressed? Or what are you going to talk about if you're walking with the players?
Like the vibe of what you feel.
But they just they gave her nothing to work with except for the suits are really expensive and their coach paid for them all or they're one of their players. Somebody paid for all these $1 million suits for these players.
Probably some booster.
So she's walking 2 miles an hour. So all the players have to walk around her. So you got McEwers what is this awkward lady doing? He walks her in front of her. Then another person, she's like, yeah, their suits are really expensive. Man, if you look at that, wow, that is an expensive suit. And then she goes, whoa, look at that suit. She had nothing to talk about, but they gave her a segment of 5 minutes as a segment producer. And they're like, there you go, sweetie. Slapped her on the ass. Go walk with the players with no material. Tough.
It's tough.
And she didn't interview the players?
No, she couldn't talk to them.
That's awkward.
So it was just her awkwardly walking. But then the players had to walk around her.
But hey, DKR was rocking. That stadium was rocking.
Did you see those people get there? You were watching. So you see those people get there at 7 in the morning?
Yeah, and then Reese Davis. The line goes a mile and a half down the road. I mean, I've been there before. That looks like 2 blocks.
It's not even to a main road yet. It's still on campus.
It's still right there. Let's not exaggerate.
I mean, a mile and a half would have been at the old radio building.
Yeah. Exactly. It would have been 6th Street.
You're just by the nursing department.
It's not a big deal. That's just where
that's a psychology building.
But is that for real? If you're a student, you just line up and then you get
any
seat?
It's GA.
Any seat you
They
want?
Have GA tickets.
There's a certain section.
Why would you not go into a suite?
No. Right. There's a certain section. General admission means there's a certain section that is general admission.
What are the
boosters?
Doesn't
mean you get to pick your damn seat in all the plays.
The booster comes to a seat and there's a bunch of college kids doing beer funnels.
There were no rich boosters waiting in line at 7 in the morning.
No. So, yeah, I mean, it was a good game. Entertaining.
Hell of a game.
Yeah. Then you drive down the road and one of the most embarrassing losses of the weekend.
San Marcos?
College Station.
Oh, that's up the road.
Yeah.
That's sideways.
That's sideways. That's east.
So you're down the road.
Arnold, fix that strip.
East. Head over east.
It doesn't matter. Down the road. When someone lives next to you, they live down the road from you. You don't say they live east of me.
They live catty corner if they're next to you.
No, they live down the road. Let's say they live five houses down. You say they live down the street. You don't say they live east or west.
Dude, I had a chick that whenever we went to Dallas from Austin, she'd go, hey, do you want to go down to Dallas this weekend? Is it down or up?
To Dallas, it's up.
Up. Exactly. Well, by your logic, you just said
No, but if you're saying down the street, I'm not saying, I was not being geographically correct. I was saying down the road. You drive down the road to get to College Station.
Up the road.
Oh, my God.
Across the road.
Right. To get to Broadway from here,
which way do you go? Guys.
Is Broadway down the road?
Who cares?
Broadway's down the road.
Move on.
It's east of here, Ray. It's east.
Move on. Appalachian State beats Texas A&M. Okay.
Did you watch the game?
I did watch the game. You watched that game?
What were you looking for? I watched the fourth quarter when App State is in the game. I turn it on. I'm like, I want to see if this is about to happen. Unbelievable. A&M.
Where'd you find it? SEC Network?
Yes.
Sunbelt Network?
No, SEC Network, I believe.
ESPN Plus package.
Plus.
The number one recruiting class in the country. Oh, my God. A&M, here we come, baby. You better be ready. We paid Jimbo Fisher $10 million a year, and we can't even beat App State.
$4 million.
Embarrassing.
Hey, Sunbelt's good.
Sunbelt made $4 million. Three teams. I don't remember them.
I'll tell you who they were.
I have an embarrassing ESPN Plus story. That's a deep
news. I will tell you the three. Marshall beat Notre Dame. App State beat Texas A&M. And Georgia Southern beat Nebraska and got Scott Frass fired.
I wanted him to cup.
He's done?
Fired. Gone.
Well, they said Georgia State won?
Georgia Southern.
Georgia Southern.
Okay.
No. Yeah, Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand. A&M, how embarrassing of a loss for you.
Dude, and there was some footage. It was a two-minute clip online. Did you see it?
No.
They do some. What does the Aggies do? They gig them?
They yell. March? Aggie yell.
Yeah. Whoop! But the night before.
Oh, it's called the yell practice.
Yeah, yell practice.
They're doing yell practice, and this dude just goes in on, man, West Virginia, a bunch of rednecks, man. All those kids, I don't even know how they got into school, a bunch of rednecks. You think those rednecks are going to know how to play football?
Well, they weren't playing West Virginia. They were playing Appalachian State, and they're from Boone,
North
Carolina.
That's who they're talking about. But it was in the same city, Virginia. Same state.
West Virginia is in Virginia.
But it was
Appalachian State is in North Carolina.
New to me. I thought it was in Virginia.
Okay.
Okay. And they're going, Appalachian? I don't know. I went on Wikipedia, and I don't think it's a state. So they went in on them for two minutes, and then they lose the game.
But here's another thing I think is funny. How is Appalachian State doesn't get in the top 25 after they win?
First game, they played well as well.
Yeah, they lost to North Carolina. But here, it's funny because Florida beat number 7 Utah last week, the first week of the season. They weren't ranked.
Florida got boat raced by Kentucky.
And they jump all the way to number 12. Okay? So App State goes on the road and beats number 6, Texas A&M, and they don't get in the polls. Texas lost. And they jumped in the top 25, which
they played close. It's all about acuteness.
They beat the number 6 team in the country, and they don't get in the top 25. Texas
lost by
the game.
1 point to the number 1 team in the country. That's a big difference.
What's more impressive, winning the game against the top 10 team or losing against the top 10 team?
What's the future look like, though?
Hey, and I know
I don't care about the future.
I know we don't do any research, but I want to know the last time Alabama lost in regular season game. We haven't seen it in years.
A regular season game or against a non-conference?
Regular season.
They've lost regular season recently. They lost.
Were they undefeated last year?
Yeah.
They were?
They weren't.
They beat Georgia regular season and lost to them in the finals.
They didn't go. But I'm saying they lost.
They always lose one.
Yeah, they lost to A&M. They've lost to Auburn. I mean, I don't know. They're non-conference. They usually kill everybody. I think it's like 56
I think
A&M
did beat them last year.
I don't know what year it was.
I know Manziel bid.
But I'm just laughing at A&M.
Johnny Football, 2008.
Don't worry. A&M's still in the top 25.
Yeah.
Yeah. After playing a shitty game against Sam Houston State.
Right. And then losing to App State. They're still in
but
top 25.
But don't worry, you'll keep them in the top 25.
Yeah, it's but so App stupid. State beat your ass, and they don't get in the top 25.
But you got to be careful with putting App State in the top 25.
They're taking College Game Day there this weekend.
No, they're not.
Who are they playing?
Troy.
Exactly. Well, that's stupid. There's Bear. They're sending Bear. They have to be sending Bear. They can't be sending the Big Four over to App State. There's no way in hell.
Big Five now.
Or five.
Pollock, Reese,
is there
Kirby.
Are there any other crazy games going on that are like
there, it must be the worst
because if it's
of college
a crappy
football.
Season, a crappy week of college football, I get it. But there's no way that they would pick App State over any other big game going
Let
on.
Let me see if there. I mean, I don't even know if there's that
hey,
big.
You
want to
hear
game.
My embarrassing ESPNs? Plus, yeah. Guys, so me and Baser did. We lost. I did a massive parlay. We lose the first one, the Bama, Texas, -21. My buddy Ross, he's been wrong now for 2 weeks in a row. Usually he's money. He told me at Ole Miss over the first week, they weren't even close. And then he told me Alabama -21, not even close. So
not
Ross,
even close.
Ross has been
about
put
20
on,
off, yeah.
Yeah, he's been put on notice. But by ESPN Plus, we had a parlay set up that night, okay? The only last bet we needed to hit was Ole Miss. And it, guys, we're watching on ESPN Plus. It's a fine feed. You got like college announcers doing it. Ole Miss, I don't even know who they're playing. Small school, they're
not
trying to
college student announcers.
Yes,
yes.
We're trying to get over 68. Well, apparently, at some point, ESPN Plus just turns off the cameras because they instead of going from the field view, they went up in the press box, so you couldn't really see the play. You're almost at from about you used to be the normal TV angle. We went to about 50 yards out, so we're watching a game that looks like review tape from a practice. The cameras on ESPN Plus literally just jump out and don't rotate back
but
in.
Aren't you grateful you got to see the game?
Dude, I couldn't even tell.
Like 5 years ago, you would have never seen a game.
No, no. It was like he was watching 5 years ago because he couldn't see it.
Dude, when we won the bet, Baser goes, oh my gosh, he scored a touchdown. I'm like, honestly, I can't tell you if he did. It's close to the 2 yard line. I don't know. That's how you finish a bet on ESPN Plus.
I mean, this weekend you got Penn State at Auburn, BYU at Oregon, and Michigan State at Washington and Miami at Texas A&M. Those are the big games.
Michigan State at Washington should be good.
Yeah, those are the big games, but they're going to
Boone,
North Carolina.
They're going to App State. They've announced that.
Well, yeah. Maybe an injury caused them to go to a different city. Maybe it was a Texas thing. Oh, they can't go to Texas 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, maybe that's why they're not going to go to A&M because they just lost to App State, so they're going to go give App State some love. I don't know. But it was actually an entertaining – for as much as I don't enjoy college football that much, I watched college football this weekend. It was pretty damn good. Kentucky, Florida was good.
You like that game?
That was a fun game.
Texted my buddy. We were already – the parlay was Dunsey, and I go, hey, Kentucky's a bad team. That Will Myers, he's a big boy Josh Allen style. He's learning the quarterback position.
You texted him this morning about that?
And no, the day of.
Oh, okay.
But I said, you need to bet Kentucky. I tried to tell him he was going Florida -6. And Florida's got the
You're talking about Will Levis, right?
Yes.
Not Myers?
Yeah, same thing.
Will Meyer plays baseball.
Same thing.
But the quarterback, Anthony AR-15?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't say that anymore.
So that's not his nickname anymore, but I'm telling
Anthony
you.
Anthony Richardson?
Yeah. He quit using
number
the moniker
15.
AR-15.
Because the arm ain't there anymore. Not because of being politically correct. The arm isn't what it used to be.
His arm's still really good.
He's no longer got an AR-15.
He had a bad, I mean.
We had people over, so I was kind of watching it with one eye. But how did he do? He just didn't do well or what?
Never watched a game with one eye, Coach.
I was trying to listen to the conversations.
Why
would
you think people with patches do? They do it all the time.
That's true. My cousin, he got shot with a BB gun. Left eye. He only has one eye. He watches all football games with one eye.
I mean,
Kentucky was just way better.
Chess Day watches TV sideways. Like, he watches it out of the corner of his eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
What in the hell?
I don't know why. He's done it since he was a kid. Weirdest thing I've ever seen.
I've read that about depression.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Sometimes when you're depressed.
Like he
so what if he's at a party? He still finds a couch?
Or he'll stand and side it.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe because the beard is so big it's in the way. Does he still have the beard?
No, that's batter's box. We're talking about Chess Day.
Oh, Chess Day.
He'll
Forest.
Yeah, I don't understand. He watches it sideways.
He watches a reverse cowgirl.
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, I mean, college football is fun. It was good.
Great, Coach. I'm glad you're back to watching college football.
It
was a good entertaining.
After
now,
the commercial.
We'll come back, and we got to get into the NFL.
I
got to
go, man. I just got a text. I got to run.
Hey. Okay, all right. We'll be back. Eddie may not be here.
Yes.
I mean, you know who's not going to be here? Dak. We'll be right back.
Not fun league.
Why would you say that?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
You gotta go?
Eddie.
What?
I mean.
So you teased that you were leaving.
I don't want to talk about this.
He doesn't want to talk about the
Cowboys. I don't want to talk about this.
You realize that Dak is out like 8 weeks.
I woke
Six
up and
eight.
I'm not even worried.
Why are you always looking at the glass half empty?
Because I'm not even worried about my fantasy team. I woke up and saw that with Dak. That's fine.
No one cares
but
about your fantasy team.
The state of Texas fell apart in one football weekend. It's insane.
One football weekend?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Texans Dak. Texans are in first place.
Well, come to Nashville.
That's pretty badass.
Come to Nashville. We'll beat that ass.
I don't know.
Who's their quarterback?
Oh,
Mills?
Davis Mills.
Oh, the Titans can beat the Texans.
Well, they can beat them, but I don't know about beat that ass.
Well, you beat them, you're beating the ass.
No. So Alabama beat Texas' ass?
They beat their ass.
No, they
beat
sure
them. Did.
They beat them by the skin of
they
their teeth.
They beat their ass.
Now, at what point did you realize, man, before Dak got hurt, mm-hmm. the Cowboys looked like trash?
Not that first drive.
Okay, the first drive.
So you're asking me when?
At what point in the game did you realize, man, our offense is awful? We can do nothing. Like
the end of the first quarter.
Okay.
The end of the first quarter, I realized this is bad. This is real bad.
Are they going to win the Super Bowl?
No.
No.
Well, no.
I know your answer.
No.
He knew at the end of the first quarter. Even with Dak healthy, he knew at the end of the first quarter they were not winning
the
Super Bowl.
Well, a couple things. Like I think Collinsworth, by the way, if you have a sore throat.
Get
or
off there.
It just, or
there
your
has to
voice
be some sub.
Sounds like that. Just quit. Just call in sick. Call in sick. He sounded terrible.
And they still let
Dak,
him announce
it? Oh, yeah. You talk like this all the time.
It was awful. It was almost like Ed Orgeron was out there.
Yes.
Whose call was that to let him still broadcast?
Someone I don't know.
Someone at NBC.
If I was an audio guy, I'd have shut his ass down.
But he did make a good point. He said a lot of these teams don't play
in the preseason.
And this is their first. This is their first real game rep. And you saw that all through across the board.
Oh yeah, the offenses were down; they plummeted
across the board. Other than the Chiefs and
the Bills,
the Ravens and
well, the Ravens. That
the
was
Ravens
kind of
slugfest. It was a slog.
It was dirty out there. I think the weather was bad.
But pretty much Chicago is a deluge.
Oh my gosh, Chicago was awful.
Yeah, I texted Buddy. I said under 40.
So I took that to heart. I'm like, oh, absolutely. You know, like Dak's nervous. These guys haven't really played a lot. They're kind of so. I was thinking that the whole time. After, you know, the first quarter, I'm like, this is just done. Like, Dak is, he's not throwing right.
And, I mean, offensive line was not holding up. I mean, Dak was getting.
It wasn't bad, though. Our weak side, which is the left side, was all right. The sub or whoever who was taking over Tyron Smith did a great job, is fine. But, man, we don't have, I mean, I didn't realize how much trouble we were going to have at throwing the ball. Like, we have no receivers.
You have nobody.
We have no receivers.
But you have receivers.
No, we don't.
No.
No, we don't. CeeDee Lamb is the only receiver that we have, and he's, what, running slot routes?
And then that's it. I don't know.
What about Witten?
Witten's retired.
You can't name another wide receiver on the Cowboys.
Isn't it Schultz?
Schultz is
he's
good.
He's a tight end.
But he's a tight end, though. It's just not going to work. All the outside guys, Noah Brown. Noah Brown.
I thought his name was Pharaoh Brown. I couldn't think of. That's what I'm saying. I can't name.
Who knows
guy.
Who these guys are, dude? Like they can't catch. They don't. They can't run routes. No one was open.
So did the Cowboys know going into the season they didn't really have receivers?
Yes.
They were just keeping it hidden.
No. Everybody knew. Hidden. Everyone
knew.
They got rid of Cooper because of salary. I mean, salary. Whatever. They didn't think it was worth it. Gallup's hurt.
We thought Gallup.
Oh, when's Gallup come back?
I mean, they don't know.
I think he's on the PUP list. So he
enough
has
time
to
get traded.
He'll probably come
in
back when Dak comes back.
Okay.
Would be my guess.
In a month?
6 weeks. 6 to 8 weeks.
Is that a month?
More than a month.
Yeah. It's
about 2 months.
It was ugly from the get for the guy. Like, it was just like, wow.
And the defense played great. I thought the defense holding the Bucs to field goals. Like,
they did a good job.
It was really, really good. I mean,
they were in Brady's face a lot.
They were in Brady's face a
lot.
The
offensive line for the Bucs was looking leaking like a sieve.
Leaking oil. I got to give props to the Bucs, though. And Brady, he made a video, a little hype-up video.
Oh, my God.
He posted it before the game.
He did?
Yeah. Hey.
He's like, here we go, season 23 or
something. He goes, they asked me why I was coming back. What if I still got a good arm? What if I still can throw? What if I still got it and I still feel like I can do it? And he goes, I'll see you in Dallas. I mean, how do you – I was in bed, but how the hell do you not bet the Bucs? Good God.
I mean, it was –
Have you seen that? Did you see that commercial where Morgan Freeman's reading, like, this like high school player's reading a letter, and he's like, dear me, like, don't be the next Tom Brady. Be the next you. You are the reason you work hard. You will be the next you. And then Morgan Freeman's like – and then they go to Morgan Freeman, and they zoom out, and Tom Brady's listening to him. He goes – you wrote that about yourself? And Tom's like, I did. Stupid commercial.
So dumb. No, funny. I didn't see that commercial.
Memorable, though, because you just about said the whole thing.
Did you watch the whole game?
I went to bed in the fourth quarter, so I didn't really see Dak's injury. I was kind of like, I had it on in the bedroom, but
Oh my gosh. So you woke up to what was a loss.
No. I was on and off. Like I would zone out and then kind of like, oh, watch the game a little bit and zone out. And I remember Dak running to the locker room. And that's it. And I was like, all right, well, whatever's happening. They're being safe. I'm going to bed.
You went to bed to a loss. You woke up to a lost player. You woke up again this morning to a lost game, a lost player, and I'll hang up and listen.
I knew they're going to lose the game.
Damn it!
But I didn't know Dak was going to be out for that long.
I didn't see the injury. I turned it off in the third quarter because it was the Bucs just had absolute control. They scored touchdowns, 19-3. I'm like, all right, this is kind of boring. I'm not going to watch this. Cowboys have no life on offense. And then all of a sudden the texts start coming in. Oh, my God. Way to go. Well, it's fun to be a Cowboys fan. I'm like, what are they talking about? It's one loss. And my buddy's like, no, Dak, you idiot. And I'm like, oh, let me get on the internet. Oh, damn, man.
Who's your backup?
Cooper Rush. It's over. We can't win.
I mean, they are fighting for last in their division.
Zeke looked all right.
Zeke looked good. I mean, he hits the holes. I mean, he was looking in shape.
I'm happy. And now it's all about fantasy now for me. I'm like, all right, screw the Cowboys.
Did you win?
I'm going to win, I believe. It's going to be tight. I got a 10-point lead. The person I'm playing has DK Metcalf, and I have Jerry Jeudy. So I think we should be okay. Maybe offset each other.
Hopefully. Oh, yeah.
I told Lunch off mic, I mean, this might be our last year doing fantasy.
No.
There's so many bad teams.
No.
I played had three people that scored 0 points, and I won by 40.
But why? Who did they start?
Did I have a great draft? Yes, of course. Am I a good coach? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They started people that you know you shouldn't start.
Really?
I don't know specifically, but I don't have a computer.
I just laughed at Ray because he was trying to set his lineup. Yesterday. This is so frustrating. This is why I get so frustrated with the fantasy football, and I get pissed off about it because you guys complain.
Have you ever heard of Cole Kmet?
Yes, he's the tight end for the Bears. Well, he's really good.
He was 0 points good.
Well, I think batter's box started
have
him.
Have you ever heard of Cameron Brate?
Yeah, Brate. He's the tight end for the Bucks.
He had 1 point. And
he's
then
a
finally,
starting tight end.
Have you ever heard of the Green Bay Packers?
Yeah, they play defense.
Yeah.
Why the hell would you start that defense?
They're a top five, supposedly a top five defense.
Hell no, they're not. And they scored 1 point, and I'll hang up.
Well, they started with 10, you know.
here's the funny part.
I'd explain that to Baze.
Like Ray,
why do my point totals keep going down? Your defense is giving up points.
I was getting so frustrated. I get frustrated with the fantasy because you guys complain about it all the time, and it's not that hard. Ray took a screenshot and put it up online. He goes, guys, I'm not even joking.
Did you see
how
this?
Do I set my lineup? Like, I can't figure out how to set my lineup. The first button says lineup.
Uh-huh.
It's that easy.
No, I set my lineup 5 times, and then I realized it never saved because you have to hit submit.
No. It
Dude, Eddie, I'm on the patio, all right? I'm just trying to have my first NFL Sunday, okay? I pull up the site. Let's go, baby. I got it on the phone, and it says manage roster. Isn't that the button you would click?
Absolutely.
No, you would click lineup.
Manage your roster.
What the hell is a lineup? It's my roster.
I mean, they have a lot of weird thumbnails, Coach. Let me go down the list real quick and tell you the weird thumbnails they have that mean nothing. Let's see. Here we go. Are you ready? Do you want schedules of what? Click on schedules.
Polls. If anybody wants a poll. Oh, there's no polls available. Glad that was a tab.
Yeah, polls. No polls available. Let's see. League info. There's no league info. Picks. What is that? You can just do your own little survivor pick for fun?
You know the message board, how it's popping off when you go to the actual website, Eddie?
Yeah.
Well, if you go on the app to message board, there's only one post, and it says, found the message board.
That's awesome, Coach. This is a great league. Coach,
I've never been. I mean,
Ashley came over, the sister's wife. She was with Baser because Baser had the histy.
Is she winning?
I don't know. I got to check it. But we were all watching Red Zone. My question is this. If we don't have DirecTV, you can't get every game, right?
Correct. No, well, you don't need DirecTV. You can still get the app, Sunday Ticket app. You have to pay.
And you can put it on your TV?
You can stream it.
Yeah.
I mean, so I do screen.
You stream it from your phone?
Eddie, how hard is it to find lineup there?
I see it. Lineup. Now first click one. It. Now click it. It's click lineup. No. Click lineup. Because this is what happened to me at church.
God.
I'm at church trying to listen to the sermon, the word of God. And I'm like, all right, picking my lineup real quick. All right, good. And then I close my phone out. Then I get out of church. And I'm like, let me just double check, make sure everything's good. No, all my changes. They didn't save. What the fuck? So I go back on there, change it again. All right, turn my phone up. I get home. I'm like, ooh, I still have about 30 minutes before the game starts. Let me wash some dishes. Let me make sure my lineup's good. I look at it. No, it didn't save again. You have to hit submit.
Here's what's funny. We've been playing in this league 4 years. Same thing. Always had to hit submit. And here's the thing. It's in the email. It was in the email.
It's all in the email.
It was all in the email.
Did you read the email?
Didn't read the email. Coach, so the rest of the NFL, though.
Yeah.
Do you like the Chiefs?
I want to say something. The Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. They are badass.
They're badass.
They are badass. Listen, people don't come with this Tyreek Hill is overrated narrative. Tyreek Hill is
overrated.
He is still really good. Okay. But what the Chiefs did is they didn't go out and get any superstars. They got solid, fast guys that run a bunch of crossing routes.
Juju Smith's a superstar.
He's not a superstar.
He is.
Hey, just throw to my boy Hardman. What's his name?
Mecole Hardman?
Hardman.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sky Moore. Watch Sky Moore.
I put him on my bench, though. He's not good enough.
Valdez, Scantling. I mean, they just.
Coach, he's 80.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, how about AJ Green?
If you're a kid right now in America, get your dad. Throw the football around. There needs to be better receivers right now in the league.
Guys, what are you talking?
No. The
what?
Chiefs had. They were awesome to watch. They were flying all over the field.
How did you get the damn Chiefs game?
It was on TV.
It was on TV,
right? I had Titan. The tits were on.
Yeah, and you go to the other channel.
That was Fox, and then CBS
had
Chiefs.
CBS had the Chiefs. It's really crazy. A TV has more channels than just one.
Oh, now a lot.
We had a watch party at the clubhouse, and the TVs were picked up, so we could only go to one channel, and we had to decide.
And it happened to be the Titans?
Well, we had to go tits. We can't throw a watch party for the Titans, and we got
the Chiefs. No, I'm saying that was the only channel that would come on?
Yeah.
It kind of worked out, Coach, for the most part, that when the Titans had the ball, who were the Chiefs playing?
The Cardinals.
Cardinals were driving.
Oh, no, they weren't driving.
Well,
they were three and out.
They had the ball.
Three and out.
They were parked.
Three and out.
I mean, Murray did all right.
They were stuck in traffic. They weren't driving.
God awful. I mean, they were so bad. It was like 20-3. It was a blowout. You didn't even watch
Coach,
it.
Coach, when he's using AJ Green as a target, you know it's trouble.
I mean, the offseason drama with the Cardinals, and I mean, it showed on the field. It was bad.
There was a funny-ass clip. This guy did a TikTok. He's a football coach, and he was saying why Kyler Murray needs to watch film. He goes, look at this dumbass. You see that? That's the hot side. That left side? That means that guy's hot. He's going to butt your ass. He's going to tackle you. He goes, this Kyler Murray, you want to know why they put a 3-hour-a-day into the contract? He needs to watch film? Watch this shit. And he's like, the guy just sacks his ass, and he goes, dumbass.
It was bad. The Cardinals looked awful.
Well, we don't have audio.
But the Chiefs looked really good.
Uh-huh.
Really good.
You better go get on your knees in Pitts' studio.
I already went into Pitts.
Did you give him a hug?
I said, hey, brother, I wanted to say I buried your Chiefs this offseason because I thought losing Tyreek Hill was going to be the end of the Chiefs, and I was absolutely wrong. They made great signings. It's one game, but they looked awesome.
Now, what about the Dolphins?
Dolphins dominated. Did exactly what they – it's trouble time for the Patriots. Patriots are in trouble. I mean, we always keep saying, oh, when are they going to fall? When are they going to fall? It's sort of like the Spurs. They're there every mm-hmm. single year. I'm starting to doubt Belichick.
I mean, were the Patriots there?
I don't think they made the playoffs. I don't think it's
– doubt
last year.
Are you doubting Belichick, or are you doubting what has happened to the Patriots?
Well, I'm doubting Belichick because he makes all those decisions.
Not that one draft. His dog was at his computer.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm doubting him because I'm like, did he lose touch? Like, is he really going to be able to pull this off?
Because he's so damn old.
He pulled it off. I mean, I don't know what they won. Maybe eight games with Cam Newton, which I don't know how they did that. So he's going to figure it out, I guess. But, man, the Dolphins, everybody's like, oh, the Dolphins, a lot of hype. And they, going against the Patriots, game one, Bill Belichick. They dominated. There was never no doubt. There was no just. Mm.
Who the hell's their running back? The Dolphins.
Dolphins?
Chase Edmonds.
Yeah, he was the Cardinals.
Yeah, he Chase Edmonds, Raheem Mostert, and then another team, the Vikings. Hello, hello, hello.
Coach, it's week one. Relax.
Yeah, and you know who they played? The Packers.
Relax.
They're division rival, the ones they are competing with for the division title. And they absolutely boat raced the Packers. The Packers looked like trash.
Packers look like the Cowboys. Like,
they did.
What's with Aaron Rodgers? Why is he doing all these video clips? He's been on the news, you know, how we talk about mushrooms.
Yeah, psychedelic.
Then he went to Joe Rogan and did a two-hour podcast about mushrooms on his pizza. And then he just did a random interview with Barstool Sports. Bleep that out. And it wasn't even funny, but he was like kind of ripping on people. They'd say, if you were the coach of your team, what'd you do? If you could fire anybody, what'd you do? He'd be like, I'd fire me, the head coach, and then I'd hire myself back. It was just the most bizarre 8-minute clip. Why is he doing all these interviews?
He's a weird dude.
He's a weird dude, man.
And
do you see him?
They had no playmakers. You're right. They were Cowboys. Just like the Cowboys. No playmakers.
Did you see him do the Vols walk into the stadium?
Yeah,
he looked like a teenager. He's dressed like my 14-year-old. Like he's got a chain. He looked like you when you used to wear your chain. Dude, he's got a chain now. He's got headphones that he's not even listening
to. How did he look in the game, though?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
He had like 180 yards and an interception.
Oh.
Because they have no one to throw it to. They have no playmakers.
Can they get Davante Adams back?
They could if they trade for him.
I wonder if that's an option because I heard KD, there was a blockbuster that was going to happen where KD was going to go back to the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, but he's not. I wonder if
they're in those talks right now with Devontae.
No, Devontae wanted to leave. Devontae wanted to leave, and Devontae said, with the uncertainty of Aaron Rodgers' future, if he's going to play 1, 2, 3 years, I didn't want to be stuck where I play 1 year and he retires and then I'm there. So he wanted out. So he left. And now they're stuck with Randall Cobb, who is 95 freaking years
old. Lizard, but he's been hurt or something.
Alan Lazard, hurt, not there. It was bare. When you don't have playmakers, it's hard.
Dude, that's the game that we had on. The Bears game was awesome before the Titans game.
Oh, my God.
Playing in the rain.
It was so good.
Congrats, dude.
I'm in shock. Yeah. We ruined No T. Keith's birthday.
Oh.
Keith. Hey, kid, I blew out one candle.
What about batter spot?
I'm going to blow something else.
He's not happy.
No, I didn't think so.
He is not happy. And I said, dude, Trey Lance looked terrible. And he goes, no, I think it was just the rain. I was like, I don't know.
It's hard to judge any of them because of the rain.
The rain.
Dude, they were slipping and sliding.
Dude, you couldn't even see the game.
It was awesome.
It was crazy.
I'm a camera guy. Wipe the damn lens. Can't see anything.
And then the Bears go out for a field goal, right? And the holder sat there and wiped up the water with towel and threw it away. 15-yard penalty. You're not allowed to wipe up the water with a freaking towel.
I never saw that.
Wipe up the water on the field?
Yeah, he was trying to get it a spot where the kick. So he got a towel out there and was soaking up all the water.
15 yards?
15 yards. And
that sucks.
So then they had to punt.
Can you review that?
And I'm like, wait a minute. How come the Patriots were able to clear out a spot in the snow on the, the tuck rule against the Raiders? They cleared out a nice spot so the kicker would have a nice patch of snow.
How come Tom could deflate the golf balls? I mean, the footballs. They were like a sponge.
And then they had to do the yard markers. However you clear rain off of yard markers, because they did that several times during the game.
I mean, it was monsooning. And then the people that sat in the stands, you guys are all idiots. You're all dumbasses.
Why would you not be at home?
Why would you ever sit in that weather to watch a football game?
It was sprinkling in Nashville, and I told my buddy, I said, you couldn't pay me to go watch a game.
It was sprinkling on Saturday. It was raining.
I know.
It was nice during the game.
Before it was coming down.
The Nashville SC game, it was raining, and I was like, nope, not going.
Coach, we're talking football right now.
I'm just saying, football. But, I mean, it was an all-out monsoon, and the freaking stands were packed. And I'm like, you guys are losers.
We had one of our people in upper management went to the soccer game over watching NFL football.
No, because the soccer game was on Saturday.
I thought it was on Sunday.
No,
it was college football.
He posted it a day late.
Mm. Yeah.
I was going to say, I lost a little respect for you.
What else? What else was
Well, I watched The Housewives.
No.
That was Big Brother.
Oh, it was good. It was good. It was entertaining.
Dude, it's one of the best seasons. And
it's
the
been
reason
really
being,
good.
They finally went after people that are fans of the show, that are obsessed with it because they know the gameplay. You don't need the TikTok stars. You don't need the girls with big tits. You don't need the guys that just work out all the time.
Yeah.
Get the people with brains.
Coach, I was joking. I don't want to talk about.
No, it's been the best season.
Hey, I want to hear about your Titans.
Game was awesome. We had the watch party. We had High Noons, Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light. You want to know the beer, the alcohol that's the most popular out of
High
everything?
Noon.
Seltzer, High Noon.
Yeah.
I mean, people barely touch the old, the old
beers.
Reliables.
Mm-hmm.
Miller's, Bud's.
More filling, Coach. People don't want to feel full.
Yeah, the watch party, when the game started, it was me, sister's wife, Baser had the hysterectomy, she couldn't go, and then our buddy Tyler who works with us. It was the three workers. There wasn't one person there for the watch party. I was like, whoa. Gonna be a hell of a year. Let's go, tits. I mean, but then people started to arrive.
Is that your abbreviation for Titans?
That's what everybody calls
tits?
Them. People at the games have go tits on the back.
Really?
Yeah. It's a thing. Have you not seen Instagram?
No, I don't. I don't go to the Titans.
When girls
games,
go to the games, they all go tits.
Really? I've never seen that.
I've never seen a girl say that.
Uh-uh.
No. They all do. Well, yeah,
they
it was
all do.
Really?
Henry,
all
somebody could have told me he did his hair differently. I thought he's gonna do that big old what he puts it up in a perm or whatever he did.
No, the big thing in the back.
Yeah. Not anymore. Now he lets it hang
out.
Well,
hell, did you see the one Giants guy looked like an octopus?
Really?
Yeah, he took off his hat and he had tentacles. He had eight
it's
different.
Badass.
It was awesome.
If I had hair, I would do that.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
But somebody could have told me that for the first couple runs, I didn't even know it was Henry.
Okay, so what else? You
Coach, he's still the same number.
How are you feeling about the Titans?
Good. They get weird. Vrabel's just tries to ratchet stuff. I don't know. It just seemed like he was still tinkering. He didn't care if they won the game or not.
I don't think so.
Let me go ahead and tinker with this a little bit.
You think he was all,
he was just tinkering?
He was in a good mood when they lost? No big deal. I didn't care if we win or lost.
Well, I mean, in my book, we won the kicker. Get the hell out of here. That's a gimme kick. I could make a 45-yarder. You give me 10 tries, I could make one of them.
Okay, I'll bet you. How much?
So am I at the 30, and then I'm back?
You're at the 35. You got to kick it from the 35. That's a 45-yard field goal.
35? No, it's 17 yards. So is it at the 30 and then it's a 47?
It's just 10.
It's just 10, man. The end zone's 10.
Yeah.
It's 17. No. Whatever the yard line they're on, you add 17 to it. That's how you know how long the field goal kick is.
Just 10.
Whatever kick he kicked, I will kick it. Give me 10 attempts, I'll make one of them.
No, you only get one shot. He only got one shot.
But that was my bet because he's an NFL player.
Okay.
Even it up a little bit. Is this kind of like the Cumberland bet?
I mean, so did the Bengals win too?
Bengals game. Let me think about that one.
Steelers Bengals.
Steelers won.
No. Because the kicker missed an extra. They blocked an extra point. Then they.
How did the Steelers win that game with Trubisky? I thought he was bad.
It's your boy Tomlin, dude.
Well, it started.
Never doubt.
He finds
Tomlin.
A way to win. That's amazing. Hey.
Mike Tomlin is unbelievable. He's never had an under 500 record, and it's going to happen again.
It's amazing.
That game yesterday proved that they are going to win 9 games.
And guys, know this: when you're betting, it's not even in a better's mind. Burrow throws an interception the first play
pick
of the game.
Pick six, boy.
If you're a better, things like that happen. You know, you're just not supposed to win that bet. Did I bet on that game? No, but I'm just telling you, they were stacked against them the entire game. You're going to probably lose that game if you throw an interception first play.
I mean, they almost.
Titans, when Tannehill in playoffs threw an interception first play, I was like, you know what? I don't think we're going to win this playoff game. There's things like that, like yeah, Cowboys, maybe something weird happened. You're like, probably not going to win this game.
Well, I'll tell you what, that little Phillips guy for the Titans, he caught everything.
You like him?
He's awesome.
Take him to Aruba.
Didn't really throw to Burks, Traylon.
They did a few times.
They got a couple.
Not bad. Robert Woods didn't get anything.
Neither did Hopper.
Hooper.
Yeah.
That's the problem again. Titans, I don't know if they have any playmakers, guys. They have Derrick Henry, and then I don't know.
I think
maybe
Robert Woods is good. I just don't.
Right.
He's
solid,
open?
But I don't think he's a number one. And maybe
who would be their number one?
A.J. Brown used to be.
No, who? I'm talking about this year.
Traylon.
That's what I'm saying. Who is it?
No, who is their number one?
I don't know. That's the problem.
It's got to be Robert Woods.
They need a stud. Traylon Burks or Trayvon.
Trayvon.
Traylon Burks.
Traylon.
Maybe he's going to be a number one and he's going to be a stud down the road, but right now it's like, okay.
He was good.
They didn't have any pop. They didn't have anything, no big plays.
Well, I know they played the Colts twice in like the next month, so that Colts played terrible, but I feel like it's a flip-flop league when it comes to college and NFL.
Yes.
If a team played bad, guess what? Next week they're going to play good.
They're going to play badass, and we're going to overreact. But the Giants, I loved the Giants.
Saquon was amazing.
He was great.
I know you're jocking him, or you got him on your fantasy team.
Yeah.
I do too. So I enjoyed that, even though I'm a Titans fan. But he's back. He's finally good again to where he was at Penn State.
He looked great. Looked great. And I loved the coach going for two.
Didn't make sense.
Absolutely made all
the
sense
in the
world.
Did not make sense because of the time left. It didn't matter that you're up by
one. It really didn't make sense.
No, it absolutely made sense.
It didn't make sense.
Why? Tell me why it didn't make sense.
Because the Titans still had the ball, so there's no reason to take that risk there. If you're going to take a risk on defense or something.
It's exactly because the Titans were going to get the ball no matter what, right? So why would you not rather be winning the game? Why would you not? Because the Titans are going to go down and try to kick a field goal no matter what, right?
Yes, but why does that one point matter? It doesn't.
Because you're.
They would have tied it.
Okay, and so then the Titans go down and kick a field goal. What happens?
You forced to win the game.
And that's exactly what they did. They forced the
no,
Titans.
No, they didn't.
They forced
if
the Titans.
He
got
tackled. He just about got tackled in the backfield and got lucky and on the inside
cutter.
Okay,
and guess what? Then you know that you got to onside kick it. And
which is 0% in the NFL now. You can't do an onside
I
kick.
I would bet you it's
go ahead, you got it.
Mathematically, it was a better decision to go for the win.
No
I bet
way.
You they had a better chance to win than if they kick it off to him. I would bet.
But in Vegas, if you just won $200, is there a reason to risk it on the way out as you're going to Vegas, as you're flying home? No, you pocket the $200. You pocket that field goal, and then you play to live another day. There's no reason to take that risk for one point. Would you risk $200 to make $1 in Vegas? No.
I'm with Ray.
That's not a good risk.
I'm with Ray. It worked out. But
if it didn't, if he got tackled, the game's over. Game is over, and then you're, all right, Titans, force it down.
Yeah.
The Titans are coming down anyways, regardless.
Exactly. They're coming down, so you already – what you're doing is you're putting
more
pressure.
But that doesn't win the game. That just gives you the lead. It was far from winning the game.
I liked it. I loved it. I loved the call because it made the Titans play aggressive. Yes, the Titans –
the Titans were going to march regardless.
Exactly. So you're already going to lose the game if the Titans go down and score a field goal.
But if the Titans, they really should have kicked the field goal. I don't know what Bulk's problem is. He's probably this morning stuffing himself, pounding a sandwich. I don't know.
Oh, he was at the Golden Corral last night, eating his sorrows away.
Yeah.
But the thing
chocolate
is,
fountain.
if he would have made that, it would have been, oh, what a pointless 2-point conversion risk. There was absolutely no reason to do that.
I thought it was great.
It was shocking when he was doing it. I was like, I puckered up real quick.
Hey, first game as an NFL head coach, and you have the balls to go for it.
Oh, he's new?
He's brand new, dude.
Brand new.
It all makes sense.
It was weird, though. As soon as they made that, they converted the 2 points, like he went and started like shaking all his like coach's hands. Like it looked like the victory shake. Hey, good game. Thank
he
you.
Was doing fist pumps and stuff.
He really was.
He was pumped that it worked, and they went for it, and they were aggressive.
He's lucky Bullock sucks.
And I also, here's my, I like the idea because would you rather play defense than have to go on offense to score again, or you have one play, your best two-point conversion to win the game? It's sort of like I was watching the Tennessee.
But it wasn't guaranteed to win the game.
I understand. But it gives you a better opportunity to win the game.
You're not a Titans fan.
It really doesn't. It's even. If this field goal would have been, would have.
I wish, I don't know
if they
would have
made the field goal and the Titans would have won, we wouldn't be talking about that at all.
And also, I can't wear the Sisson jersey that the Sore Losers Nation got me.
Why not?
We lost to the Cardinals first game of the year last year when I wore it. I wore it Sunday.
Yeah.
Lost again.
And you burn it.
And guess who you play next?
You guys got any lighter fluid?
Yeah. Guess who the Titans play next? The Bills.
Colts?
The Bills.
I could actually see them winning that.
Who? The Titans?
In an opposite world.
Yeah, sure.
Hey.
In the upside down.
And here's a funny part. In the eliminator on Yahoo, all across Yahoo, the Tennessee Titans were the number one team picked.
Wow.
I would have picked Baltimore in a heartbeat. That was Lock City. The guy, the Cougar kid that was banging Cougars was out.
I was scared of the Baltimore one. I thought about that, but I was scared of it. I picked the Saints.
That's risky.
As you're an eliminator?
No, it was just my money line bet. I do one like, definitely Lock City money line bet. So if I was an eliminator, I would have picked the Saints for sure.
Wow.
That was Pucker City.
Hey, football's definitely back. We went to B-Dubs to pick up the wings. We had
$300. Oh, my God, I bet it's a long wait.
$300 worth of wings.
Hell yeah, dude.
We ordered ahead. Did you go there?
No, I love it.
Dude, there was 400 people in B-Dubs West, all high schoolers, college kids,
yes,
drinking. Some of the kids looked a little underage. Football's back, baby.
Let's go,
you
baby.
Couldn't even
Let's
walk
go.
In the door, and some guy, I don't know if he's being funny or serious, he's like, hey, I'll let you leave a couple wings for the rest of us. I was like, run.
I mean, it was a great weekend. And, hey, Box and the boys, after last week's pod, my buddies and I decided to rip off a Survivor League before the season started. A few of the people in the league picked the Colts, who tied with the Texans yesterday.
What
happens now? Do we count them as out, or are they still in? Best, Uncle T.
Who?
The Colts. Some people in their survivor pool picked the Colts, and they tied. And he wants to know, we've never done a survivor pool before. Do we let them stay in?
No, they stay in. The tie is so rare that you have to keep them in.
Yeah, you got to keep them in. My buddy did a Vegas bet where he did the last NFL team undefeated, and he went Ravens. So do those ties, do those count as do they keep their undefeated?
No.
No.
They don't?
No.
Wait, well, that's good. They didn't lose, so they would
they
be
They didn't
undefeated. Yeah, but the undefeated.
Undefeated.
Hey, dumbass, listen to the
definition. The bet was last undefeated team.
Do you know what undefeated means?
Okay.
Wait, hold on. Do you know what defeated means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
You lost.
Okay, what does un mean?
You have no losses.
Right. So did they lose?
No.
So no further questions.
So I think bet is...
So in a survivor pool, you have to win.
Eliminator. Eliminator
is... No, the rules say you pick a winner.
Eliminator.
No. The rules of the eliminator...
Eliminator.
No. Suicide.
It can be called eliminator. The rules say...
Suicide pool, that's out.
You're out.
You're out.
You're out.
Suicide.
Because it says pick a winner. That's all it says. It doesn't say pick someone that ties. It says pick a winner.
They both won.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
Go look at the standings and tell me how many wins the Colts have in the win column. Go look.
How many losses they have in the loss column?
No, you just said win. You said they won. If they had won, there would be a win.
So your decision is to get rid of them?
Yeah, they're out.
That's crazy.
They didn't pick a winner.
You're ridiculous.
And if you're a Colts fan, ending that game in a tie, you'd much rather have lost that game.
No, you
tie's like a thumb in the ass.
Eddie, if you bet the Nashville SC to win on Saturday,
and
they tied 1-1, did you win your bet?
But no, that's different.
Did you win your bet?
Listen to me!
No, did you win your bet?
There were three bets on the board.
No.
A win, a tie, loss. And a loss.
Okay.
If that was there a tie on this survivor pool?
Okay. Okay, if you
were the rules set before the survivor pool?
Hey,
were they there?
Yes.
Were the rules were set?
Yes.
So in his survivor,
I have no idea. I don't see his.
That's what we're talking about.
I'm saying in any
survivor
pool,
if there are no rules on ties, then you have to keep them in.
Okay. If you bet money line yesterday.
Who is the bet that somebody did?
If you bet yesterday money line.
I got my money back.
Colts.
I got my money back.
No way.
Absolutely.
No, you didn't.
If it's a push?
It's a push, you dumbass. You get your money back.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
If you picked a favorite, if you did the spread, that still goes.
That's
I don't
game.
Think so. I would bet you.
That's in, game. Then the plus wins on that.
I would bet you in Vegas, if you bet money line, you pick a team to win, and they tie, Coach, you don't get your money back. They didn't win.
I can check right now. I have some. Let me see if I.
If it was minus one, you lost. But if it's a put, if it's even
I have
money,
to leave
pick,
here in a minute.
It's a push.
Wow.
It's a push.
Yes.
It's a rare. A tie's rare.
Let me pull out my best.
How did?
I'm
how many
sure
goals
I did money
Nashville
line
score?
For
one?
Of course.
Yeah, Honey Mukhtar.
The one game they scored four goals, my buddy went to. That's the only time they're ever going to score four goals.
That's a very I don't know how that works. I would never know in Vegas if you pick someone to win. But in a survivor pool, my opinion is if you don't pick someone that wins,
loss,
they didn't win.
Loss.
If they
didn't win. I had Texans plus.
Oh, you had plus.
Mm-hmm. So I couldn't tell you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm just saying, if you don't win, you're out. That's it. Like that's my opinion, Uncle T. You're supposed to pick a winner.
No, it's a push because
it's it's a push. Keep them in. Just keep them in, Uncle T. It's easy.
But in Vegas.
And next year, though, put down the rules. If it's a tie, it's a loss.
That's not in the rules?
Uncle
T is asking because there's nothing in the rules about it. So he's like, what do I do? Keep them in.
If it's not in the rules,
you got to keep them in.
You got to keep them in. How is that not? I mean,
yes, change it next year because somebody's going to come by your house and kill you.
Because I'm in some eliminators where they allow, I am the rule state, if you don't win, you're out.
Well, that's different.
But then some of them, they allow a tie, and I'm like, that is so lame and dumb. But
no, I agree. Set the rule that if it's a push, it's a loss.
Yeah.
But since there's nothing on the rules, you have to do it.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm just so happy with the Vikings. Golly.
You're a Vikings fan now.
Hey, that Vikings to win the division. Sitting very nice. I wonder what the odds are now.
I'm not worried about it. Okay.
Yeah, and me and Bones went at it because I told him Texas ain't winning the division. I'm looking pretty smart about it right now.
All right. Have a great Monday. The Broncos are going to roll tonight. I mean, we're going to turn it off at halftime because it's going to be a blowout.
Do we need to bet the whole couples account?
I don't have any.
Absolutely.
We got 50 left.
You missed 6.5. It's already up to 7 now because money's coming in.
We'll tease it
on
down.
The Broncos. Have a great day. I mean, football is back.
But if you say they're going to roll them, it's going to be more than 7.
It's going to be more than 7. You can bet it. Take it to the bank.
I promise.
You promise?
Hey, I gave you the Dolphins months ago to bet 2.5.
Oh, damn. There they are, Dolphins.
And
hey, pick 6. I hit on Instagram. I did, guys, give me your locks, and people would respond with one, and I'd always respond back, promise?
Promise.
if someone's going to get hurt,
I love it.
I drafted Najee Harris, sore losers fantasy, hurt week 1. If I draft you in fantasy,
is Najee hurt?
Yeah, he left the game hurt, foot injury.
What's the injury? What's the update?
I didn't look. He didn't return to the game.
Well, you should check it. Neither did Dak, and he's out 6-8.
I'm getting on the app. Time to get the backup.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, have a great Monday. Cowboys fans, I'm sorry. Rough day for
you're
you.
You're not sorry. Shut up.
Niners fans, sucks to be you. Chiefs fans, you got to be happy. Bengals fans, ooh, that new offensive line did not look good.
Buddy Billy, diehard Longhorn and Cowboys fan. Diehard.
Billy died?
I'm going to do a welfare check. Diehard Longhorn.
Oh, I texted last night in one of my fantasy football groups, a welfare check on the Cowboys. Nothing back. And this morning, another buddy that's an Eagles fan goes, should we send, CPS or,
Child Protective Services?
I don't know what he said. But we didn't know the name of the proper.
Put out a PBR. What is it called?
Missing person.
EPB.
Hey, your boy looked good. APB. DeJulio.
APB.
DeJulio looked good. I don't know. Anything over 40 yards.
Hey, DeJulio. Thanks for that one catch.
I got one
more catch than you gave us in Nashville.
Hey, DeJulio for sure is going to Walgreens today to get some icy hot.
I got it right here.
DeJulio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing? Can I snap a selfie real quick?
Collinsworth, I'm just so happy to see DeJulio. This is the Julio.
He didn't call him DeJulio.
And I'm like, dude, it's one game. Relax. DeJulio will pull that hamstring in a week or two.
DeJulio almost pulled his hamstring a couple times.
I think he did.
Oh, he crashed down the field one time. He's like, he's slow to get up. I was like, nah, he broke his arm.
He was thinking Walgreens for sure.
The highlight I saw him in included him on the ground with Icy Hot on his leg.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Have a great Monday.
What do you know? Another SportsCenter guy with a suit on.
Oh, and you know what?
No, I don't know what.
I'm pissed off at ESPN, SportsCenter, Adam Schefter, everybody. I was the first one to tweet out that T.J. Watt tore his pec, and they gave me no credit.
Who told you?
I watched T.J. Watt walk up the field to the train and go, I tore it. And I freaking tweeted it immediately. 40 minutes later, Schefter goes, getting reports that T.J. Watt tore his pec. A sore loser said that 30 minutes ago.
Well, that was the report he was talking about.
No, he said he didn't give us any credit. Yeah.
What did we get? A couple likes?
None.
Hey, no retweets, nothing.
I was looking at the bottom line on ESPN saying, first reported by sore losers. Nope, didn't happen. Thanks a lot.
That man is in a three-piece suit, and that woman's in a little black dress.
All right, makes no sense.
Goodbye, everyone. I got to go.
Eddie's leaving like the Cowboys season. He's out of here.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hey, that under 10 Cowboys bet is looking really good right now.
Hey, you dacking us? You out of here?
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
My Dak hurts.
Ow, I just broke my finger like Dak.
It's a thumb.
Oh, thumb. Oh, ow. Damn.
Just like Dak, you broke
it? Just like Dak, man. Dak done. Just like the Cowboys.
Hey, thumb broken. Just like Dak.
All right.
Go ahead, man.
God, Eddie is so depressed.
That sucks, dude.
I can't believe the Bears won. I'm still in shock.
Goodbye, everyone.
And the Falcons almost won.
The Niners just didn't look good. Trey Lance isn't that impressive.
Trey Lance looked bad. I understand it was a lot of rain, but God, he looked awful. He looked panicky. He looked like he was running a lot. He was taking a lot of hits.
Yeah.
You don't want your quarterback taking that many hits. Joe Burrow was getting the crap beat out of him. They spent a lot of money on that offensive line, and he got the crap beat out of him. Preseason matters a little bit. Joe Burrow was out with the appendix. He had his appendix burst, didn't play any snaps. He looked rusty. The whole Bengals looked rusty.
Yeah, that was a trap game. You knew all the favorites weren't going to win. You knew that.
No.
You knew it wasn't going to be the Colts, Titans.
And Baker. Good
Baltimore.
God. Oh, my God.
He didn't even come close.
Well, they lost by, I think, a point.
Oh.
But they were getting crushed the whole game. He brought him back. But God almighty, I was like, come on, man.
I'm trying to get Carson now that Dak's out. Carson put up 35 fantasy points. He might have been the top.
Hey, Commanders, in my survivor pool, that's who I picked.
Are you drunk?
Well, here's this. I'm in two different types.
Drunk, dude. That's a risky one.
Well, here's why. In the ones that there's a buyback, like up to week 5, I took more risk.
Okay.
Because
that makes sense. You want to save the
big dogs for later.
I get that, but you would have been puckered the whole game. I almost like Jacksonville in that one.
No, they were winning, and then all of a sudden Jacksonville.
Jacksonville was winning the whole game, and the Commanders won at the end.
No, Commanders were winning the whole game, and then all of a sudden Jacksonville scores like 18 unanswered.
They were up 22-20
and I'm like,
or something.
What the are you doing, Commanders? And then my boy Carson Wentz, who I never doubted in a million years, brought him storming back. Yeah!
That explains it.
Let's go!
Lions.
A.J. Brown looked good. The Lions are fighters.
They had Hard Knocks. They felt like they were famous.
They covered.
Did they really?
They covered. They were 4-point underdogs.
My buddy had all the Eagles gear on. He was sweating it, that's for sure. Because they were up big. Eagles
they were up big, and
them.
What did the Lions do? They keep grinding. Grit, man.
Did
grit.
Swift have a good game?
He had a touchdown. I don't know. A.J. Brown had a great game.
Saquon just about put up 40 points. He almost had that last touchdown.
It was awesome. I mean, it was a lot of
fun. Here's your boy. Here's your boy.
Dude,
he's
I love
going
it.
For it.
Watch Barkley.
He's going for it.
Look at Daniel Jones. Go. Go. First down.
Here we go. That was all Saquon.
Touchdown.
That guy vultured a touchdown.
To some guy, Mayock.
He goes, hey, should we go for two? Good man.
Oh, that they missed a face mask call, too, on that two-point conversion.
He was tackled in the background and squeezed it out.
He did.
And here you go. I mean, you couldn't have had a better.
I thought Tannehill played well.
Yeah, he did. He looked,
he looked good. Look that at was, that little guy.
That was a diamond. How do you not kick it right now?
Well, you want to, I mean.
Look at this crappy-ass kick. It wasn't even close.
Hey,
it
and Overton. Like a, Overton, I watched the Bengals game, and their long snapper got hurt, and he had one bad snap, the backup lineman. And I texted him. I said, hey, you need to get to Cincinnati. And that's when they were hiking. They were doing it for the extra point to win the game. It was a bad snap. I texted Overton before that. And then they had a bad one in overtime to miss a field goal. I mean, it was unbelievable. And he goes, I'm getting on a Greyhound now. I mean.
Dude, he was in the backfield.
Yeah.
They're almost screwed.
Look at him.
Saquon's back. He's about to have an all-star year.
I hope. I mean, it's one game.
Look at this coach. He looks like he was just greasing a diesel truck this morning. And he's a coach of the New York Giants. Where the hell did he come from?
He was the Bills' offensive coordinator. It was a great weekend, dude. I'm glad that it was rainy here in Nashville, so then my wife wasn't like, oh, let's go do something. We got to stay in the house and watch football because it was raining.
That storm was coming in heavy, too, and then it just tinkered out and ended up just sprinkling.
Yeah. All right. Let's have a good week. Let's have a good day. I mean, I'm telling you, bet the Broncos. Guys, I don't know how it's only 7. I mean, this is going to be a 20-point game.
We need to do the whole couples account, then I'll talk to Baser.
Oh, it's back down to 6.5. Back down. Oh, you missed it. I opened a gambling account.
On what site?
DraftKings. Promo code Sore Losers. Oh, man, this is great.
Did they give us some cash?
No, they were doing some advertising, and so I was like, all right, boom. Here we go. Broncos minus 6.5. I mean, that's just such an easy bet, guys. All right, let's go home.
What do you know? Another suit and another woman in a dress. Why do they not wear T-shirts and shorts?
I don't know.
Dude, and she's in 9-inch heels.
And the first one to score tonight, Jerry Jeudy. That's your bet.
Well, I did Cooper Kupp.
How'd that go?
They didn't even score, and I don't even think, till halftime.
Oh, Broncos minus 3 first half. That's easy. That's an easy win. I mean, I don't
Those first TDs, you almost just got to go the most long shot.
Yeah, just for fun. Throw $5 on it.
Five? Well, 50.
Oh, well, I don't do that. Two TDs. No, I'm not doing
that. Oh, Stephen A is going to come live with the Dak injury. Dude, Eddie looked rough today. Hair was all messed up.
You know how sad it was? He didn't even wear a Cowboys hat. That's when you know that it's bad news, is that Eddie does not wear a Cowboys hat or shirt in the middle of the day after a football game.
Look at Dak.
And I don't know if Dak's injury is the same as Russell Wilson's, but Russell Wilson was out for however many weeks last year, and when he came back, he was not the same for like 3 or 4 weeks. He played terrible after the injury. So saying Dak could be back in 6 to 8 weeks, it doesn't matter. He's still, that thumb is not going to be good.
It's his throwing hand?
I assume. I think he hit it on a helmet just like Russell Wilson. But I don't know. I woke up. I got the text from all the Cowboys fans. I'm telling you. Ugh.
Dude, when Ewers got tackled, I knew that was bad.
Oh, it was ugly. It was ugly.
He drove him into the ground. Not really intentional.
I mean, I don't think it was intentional. I just think
his body weight drove that shoulder into the ground. I mean, just like that, Texas Hopes dashed. They were going to be good.
They were going to be good.
Overton, speaking of him, 1 minute before that tackle, Overton tweets, you heard it here first.
I know.
Ewers for Heisman.
I know. And then he said, oh, that didn't age well.
And I said, Overton, that did not
age
well.
Oh, that's what you did. Yeah, yeah. Dude, I was impressed with. I mean, Texas played great. They played really well.
Shocking.
I mean, it's not shocking. Sark is a good coach. He had, in USC, guys, USC's back. USC is back.
UIL money.
Oh, Lincoln Riley is what it is. He brought in all Oklahoma. He brought Caleb Williams. He said, hey, all you transfers, come on to USC. We're going to start blowing the doors off people again, and they're badass. They are so fun.
Well, until they give Reggie Bush his Heisman back.
Yeah, that's still stupid. Oh, my God, the Jets. The Jets are so bad. Hey, I got Jets under 5.5 on the year, under 5.5 wins. Browns are going to be 2-0.
The Browns lost.
They beat.
Oh, they won. Jacoby Brissett?
They won.
Yeah,
that'll be the number one team picked this week in eliminators, the Browns.
Really?
Yeah. No, it probably won't. No. Maybe the Bills. Oh, no. Rams. Rams play the Falcons. That'll be a big one.
Just annoys me. Titans played so well. They're killing them. But it's just they never blow anybody out.
They don't.
They can't. I have no idea why. I don't know. I feel like they took their foot off the gas or something like that. They didn't do anything in the second half.
Nothing. Nothing.
Henry 8 yards. Henry 2 yards. Incomplete punt. Saquon, though, had some masterful runs.
Dude, he looked awesome.
That's the Penn State Saquon.
Yeah, he looked good. All right. Hang it up, dude. We're done. We got to go. I got to get on my bike and ride home.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.